Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yo, what up? Screwball Radio.
Good.
Live from the Matrix, my nigga. How you?
Everything good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting here watching Premier Lacrosse League, so I don't know if people be into lacrosse like that, but they got their own all-star game and shit like that.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
Episode 138, man. What's good with y'all, brothers?
Ain't nothing, man. Happy going day, man, you know?
Thanks, man.
Word, happy birthday, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah. What you doing your born day, man? Just chilling?
Yeah, the first day, Thursday, we chilled, and Friday, we went out to dinner with the family.
All right, that's what's up.
Went out to dinner with the fam. Probably going to head out of town tomorrow, because, you know, I got to visit some more family. They want to see me, but we ain't seen them in about 2-3 years. So we're going to go out there probably to Smithville, deep in the country. So we're going to see what's going on with that.
That's dope, my nigga.
Right, man. Happy to make it another one, man, because we live in crazy times where you never know. 1 minute somebody here, the next day gone. So we got to cherish every moment, every step of the way.
Yeah, I see you was at some, press conference or conference, or what was that you was at?
It was a
event
they had over here with the Fleet DJs. Yeah, I was out there earlier.
Oh, Fleet DJs?
I was out there earlier.
I know Fleet.
Yeah.
I don't know about them.
Yeah, they do conferences, like, every other year over here in Raleigh. So I figured I'd just pull up down there, see what the business is. And they was giving some good game about the music industry, and it was an open panel full of you know, we seen y'all seen the Goody Mob out there. We had lawyers, we had entertainers, accountants, we had DJs, just giving the real about the music business. Like, you know, if for up and coming artists, they definitely should have pulled up out there. If you didn't show up to that, missed out. That was some real good game they were giving out.
So what are some things they was talking about?
Well, they was following up on probably what we was talking about with streaming, like the streaming and how it's impacting the industry. Then you also had other avenues of how you can really get your money, merch, getting the right attorney to really go in the files and to get them lost wages for you. People start giving their experiences over there about their headaches about dealing with the music industry. Basically telling people that it's a full-time job. You got to be really committed to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, you got to you gotta go in, man. You got to give it your all. And you can't think these people are going to do right by you. They ain't going to do right by you. You know, it's all about the money, you know?
Exactly.
There's going to be some bitch-ass niggas talking shit somewhere.
You know, you probably got to have, like, lawyers watching lawyers, you know? Especially if you need lawyers to find lost wages, that means that, you know, they're doing shit under the table.
Yeah, because a lot of these companies, they've been swallowed up. Like, especially if you had a deal in the 90s and you was making good music, these streaming companies, what's happening when these labels get swallowed up, they start forming ventures with these streaming companies. So the money that you're used to seeing for before is now you got to go to the streaming, and that's like barely pennies to a dollar like we talked about before. So it's a lot of shenanigans and booby traps out there.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's without a doubt.
Yeah.
You know?
Niggas need to move away from all these streaming companies. Niggas so thirsty to be heard. Niggas robbing themselves.
Yeah. That's like a dealer smoking his own work. he coming up short on the pack every time you put out a pack. That shit is a key. You move a brick, your music is a brick, you know what I'm saying? And you start giving it to the streaming companies, and now you left with an eighth, and you ain't even make the money that you put into the money back. You're not even seeing that. You know, like, think about it.
And they've got to come up with a way to promote themselves without giving their product away. You know, just put out little snippets of your shit. Don't put your whole shit out there. Put out snippets.
You know,
and niggas want it. You got a copy from you. You know, from you.
Yeah, that's
why.
The
only
thing
that'll be out there will be. Only thing that will be out there for them streams is a fucking verse from a song. Not even the whole shit. But niggas so thirsty, they give up their old shit and just niggas don't even get a chance to get no money.
And you know what else too, right? Is, you know, the streaming company takes from you, and then, you know, not to say anything bad about Bandcamp, because Bandcamp is a good source, you know, to go support your indie artist, but they take a chunk out of you. So, like, let's say, for instance, you know, I put my album out, I sold 5 copies on Bandcamp. The next one, they keep that. They keep that next one, the entire thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They pump it for you. You gotta give them something.
Yeah. Like for sure. You're using they network, and you know they gotta get paid because they gotta keep their website running. Like I get it. But at the
but
same
in reality,
time,
do you really need them? No. You don't really need them. You can promote yourself, your image, and then have niggas cop the music straight from you.
Yeah, but the
you
thing
know
with them is
the
that
same thing,
everybody
stream the videos. Yeah, get that up to the fucking video sites and shit like that. But so
yeah, everybody knows to go to Bandcamp and buy the album. So in order for you to reach the people that are already going to Bandcamp, you know, it'll be more work for the artist. So like,
probably do that more work. That's what it's gonna take. Cut the middle man the fuck out. Niggas think they're gonna reach so many more people. That shit don't actually add up to more sales. Just because a million people saw your shit don't mean a million people gonna buy it. A million people listen to the shit. Nah, focus on your core audience, man. And have them buy that shit directly from you.
That's yeah, that's the best
do.
Way. That's the best way. That's the best way. That's how I did it for a long time. That's how I was doing it for a long time. Before I was dealing with Bandcamp, that's how I was doing it. Direct through me. But, you know, if you're only reaching X amount of people, you're missing out on the other side of the people, you know?
And
that's,
no,
that's
but
the downer is a lot.
Still giving you're giving your pack away, though.
Yeah, you end up giving up something. You know, you're losing. All right, let's say, you know, like I said, you pump 5 CDs, they're going to keep one. So, you know, you pump 100 CDs, they keeping like 10. You know?
Yep.
But of course, you know,
it ain't bad, you know. That's not
you
really
gotta break
bad,
bread but either way. But for the indie artist, you know, you gotta press. Yeah, you gotta press your own shit. You know, you pressing your own vinyl, you pressing your own CDs. You know,
yeah, Bandcamp ain't sending out. Bandcamp ain't. I don't know if they send out physical or just downloads.
What you mean?
Bandcamp.
Yeah, you can buy the digital album through Bandcamp. You can get the digital.
Yeah, see. I don't know, man. It's a slippery slope. Niggas gotta fucking maneuver that shit.
But the best way is having your own website and pushing your own website where the people gotta go directly to your website to buy it from you. You know? And that way there's nobody
the
there.
Way.
Yeah, ain't nobody there to be in your pocket, you know? It's the best way.
Yeah.
That's for sure, man. That's for sure. But you know, tonight we got a special guest that's supposed to be on the show with us. Goes by M. Doc Diego, out of Rochester, New York.
Yeah, I think he's on now. I'm gonna bring him on now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Chief.
M. Doc.
What's up, man?
What's good?
What's good? Appreciate y'all having me.
Welcome to the show, baby. How you
doing? Good. Just enjoying y'all conversation. Y'all dropping them gems.
Yeah, for sure. This
yes,
comedy,
sir,
speaking,
man.
You know, glad you made it to the show. Heard your album. Shit is tough.
Appreciate that.
You know, you definitely got that that Rochester sound. You know?
Good luck.
You know, I've been listening to a few artists coming out of Rochester, like Ethos and the Briggs and the Mooch. Definitely.
Yo, Thun, man. How you feel about the hip-hop right now, my G? How you feeling? How you feeling the?
I love where it's at right now, because you know, I mean, I was born in Rochester, New York, but I grew up in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. But you know, I always had family up here, and you know, I mean, I would visit, and my dad, you know, he go by G Nice. He was a DJ. He had his own studio, so I would see 38 Special, and you know, Rob Gates, and there's plenty of artists, mad dope artists. You know, might not be well known as Ito, but as far as upstate New York and Rochester, a lot of people know him, and I got to see those artists firsthand, record the music, and sometimes do shows, and you know what I mean. Just, I was always telling people growing up, you know, Rochester definitely has, you know, a hotbed of talent, and you know, these past few years, you definitely seen that. You know what I mean, shout out to Griselda and the whole Buffalo movement. You know, it's a lot of upstate New York, you know, presence that's being felt in the, you know, throughout the underground and mainstream. So it's just a beautiful thing to actually see it grow.
All right. That's what's up.
So,
I know you got questions.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, like we always, when we bring an artist on, we always ask them, of course, you said, you know, your pops was a DJ. So where does the hunger come from? Because, like, you know, I listen to your rhymes and, like, you know, the beats is dope, but I can hear the hunger in the rhymes and the pain in the rhymes. And that's what
I appreciate it.
When I listen to an artist, I want to hear truth. You know, I need to hear that pain. I need to hear that hunger from an artist. I don't like the rippity-rappity-rappity rappers. I don't want to hear that shit, you know? And you definitely come off with the, like, you know, you gunning for the top, you know?
Right.
Where's that come from?
Yeah, it's this growing up, like, I was always into writing, you know? My first dreams was like just being like an actual, you know, writing books and screenwriting, doing movies. But just growing up under my dad and watching him and all these artists, you know what I mean, I ended up just writing music, and that just became a passion of mine. And just growing up in life, you know what I mean, we all have our struggles. We all seen stuff. We all survived this, you know, environment. So, you know, I always got something to talk about, whether I've been through it or whether someone close to me been through it and I've seen it firsthand. So, you know, that's where the struggle and the pain come from, as well as, like, you know, my mother passed, God bless the dead. She passed away like in 2015. And when that happened, basically I just, like, you know what I mean, life is short, so just let me go for it. And after that, I was just, you know, I hooked up with Manzu Beats, who did Universal Tongues. You know, he's a dope producer. He worked with a lot of dope artists, and after I worked with him, that opened up a lot of doors. You know, I work with producers all around the world and artists all around the world, and, you know, throughout the underground, like top names from Pace One to GFM Black, and, you know, my bro Katona P, originally from the Bronx, but, you know, he lives here in Rochester as well. And, you know, we got Three Kings Project. We're working on Three Kings 2 right now. So I just been blessed, you know what I mean, just working hard and just creating opportunities for myself and just, you know, learning as I go, you know what I mean?
Dope.
Experience could definitely be the greatest teacher, because that's what brings the realness out of your music.
That's a fact.
So, you know, we was just talking about, you know, the whole streaming debacle, you know, how you feel about the streaming? And, you know, of course your music's out there for streaming. How do you feel about it?
Like, just with me, just growing up, I never thought that I could just put my music out there and be heard, you know, by the world. Like, back when I was growing up, you actually had to get a record deal and all that extra stuff to even get played on the radio, especially growing up down south. And pretty much the 2000s or whatever, that's when everything changed. You know what I mean? You had all these platforms, and, you know what I mean, I remember Reverb Nation and MySpace and then it went to SoundCloud, and now you have these, you know, like TuneCore and DistroKid, so you can actually put it on a major streaming platform. And yeah, it does have its cons, but the pros is, like, especially if you're independent and you own your own music, you are making the most that you can make. You know what I mean? Like, if I was a signed artist, they'd be taking even a more cut because the record label got to get paid, the producers got to get paid, and so on and so forth. But being that I own my own music, I get all of that, you know, for myself, unless I'm doing splits with, you know, like a producer. If we do a collab or something, we just do a 50-50. But it's definitely better, you know, to have something like a Bandcamp, or if you could have your own website to where you could give it to your fans and they could actually purchase music and they'll own that, you know what I mean? Like, I got people that bought vinyl of my, you know, my music and my album, so it's always nice to have something for the fans to actually obtain, especially if they really support you. But, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's just pros and cons. It should be better. We should be getting a bigger portion for the art that we create, but right now it's just another avenue that we could use until we figure something else out.
Yeah, me, I'm totally against streaming. Fuck streaming. But
yeah.
The thing is that you have to do it. You have to do it because you want the people in China, you want the people in Japan finding your music, and that's what everybody's doing. Not a lot of people collect CDs, not a lot of people collect vinyl. You know, it's only like a cult that actually collects vinyl. It's only a cult that actually collects the CDs. So the average person got all these albums on their phone. So it's like there's no way around putting the music out streaming, unless, like Poet was saying, you know, you really got to put the work in. You want to reach all the people. You gotta promote heavy. You gotta hire PRs and things like
just
that.
Think
to
about
get you
what
across.
What would you do if it wasn't on internet? You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't on internet, what would you do?
You
go the old school route. Like, before I was on the internet, I used to just do open mics and try to travel to, you know, near cities and, you know, do showcases and stuff like that. And then, you know, always have a CD that you could give out to your fans. But, you know, that's basically what we used to do back in the day.
See, what we used to do is take niggas' titles to battle niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was. We battled.
Right.
Like, these niggas ain't had no battles. Niggas ain't got no war scars. Niggas ain't got no battles under their belt. But, you know, they talk a lot of shit, you know?
Right.
Back in the day, you had to really show and prove, yo. And that's how your man got
buzzing
around.
That's how it was for me. I remember in high school, like, we used to battle in the lunchrooms and stuff like that, you know? You got a homeboy that rapping, you know, it's another crew over there. They got another homeboy that rapping. Eventually, you know, y'all going to have to see each other because everybody's saying, yo, he dope, or this person over here dope. And then, you know what I mean? That's definitely like a coming of age, especially being like a real, like, MC. Like, if you ain't had no real face-to-face battles and real battles, too, not that memorize three verses and go perform it. Like, I'm talking about, you might have a pre-written verse already that wasn't really aiming for him, but it was just something dope. But eventually you have to kick some freestyles, especially if the battle, you know, went on. So yeah, you definitely gotta have that under your belt.
Yeah, these niggas don't know nothing about that shit, so, you know,
like,
they want it easy.
Like, going up to these people. Yeah, like going up to these people and really introducing yourself and pretty much even rapping on the spot for the most part.
Yeah,
because, you know, both, like,
that's something
rap,
I always
have
to do.
You know, niggas be, nigga, you know, you notice we never ask nobody to spit something. We never ask niggas to spit something because I feel like that's kind of corny, man. You know what I'm saying? Why hip-hop niggas got to be the only niggas to spit something? Like, you don't see that.
Right.
Listen to my fucking album if you want to hear me rhyme, nigga. You know, I respect.
Yeah, that's how I be now. Definitely.
Yeah, man. Even though it's dope for shit to hear nigga rhyme live and shit like that, but come on, man. We really respect that, man. It's like you said, ain't nothing to say, you know what I'm saying? You don't have no singers to do that shit. You don't have no other country music, nigga, to I'm here a little something. Nah, I think they're going to perform. You're going to perform. I perform for you, I mean, but just remind me. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's different. It's different when you're with your peoples and y'all in the cypher and y'all all start kicking rhymes like back in the day, you know. You with your peoples, everybody, you know, smoking, drinking. Somebody set it off and y'all just in the cypher rhyming, you know.
Yeah,
that's
man,
when it was
combo. That's how it's supposed to be. Especially when you're around other MCs and producers. That's more organic.
Yeah, for sure.
This is your hour. This is your hour, my nigga. You heard? This is your hour on Screwball Radio. We got to smash people with some shit. We gonna talk some shit about you. You gotta let them hear something real quick and get back to you. Word. What's going on, you over there? Got your finger in your butt? Fuck you down. You
fuck down, motherfucker.
I'm playing, man. We got
give some of that M. Doc Diego, man. Give us some.
Guests,
man. Give the people something.
We have guests, man.
No doubt, man. We got some dope music on the way, man. So. Oh, you gonna get yours, B.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go Saturday night,
man. Let's hit them, man. Let the motherfuckers hit them. We're going to get back at them.
All right.
Street boys and conscious talk. MLK march in this marathon of life, take this walk. Speak about my day, show you the rhythm of this night. How I bars in the game, take charge with my name. We was born cursed, entertaining land, hex, birth of a corrupt nation. Enemy of the state with no sanction. Still we made it happen, no waiting. Gotta make our own plate. Now they tryna eat off mine, got they eyes on me. Speak on mine, universally I teach with the rhyme. Each ball racing they mind, cadence easing the lines. They step them wrong, leaving them blind. I bring reason to find a way out, never leave them behind. In hindsight, show you what this grind like. I show you what my mind like. My heart cold, bout cream like a Klondike. 48 hours, we came here to kill it. We here to make history today, Lord willing. We here to store the feeling. I know you feel it, real G's in the building. Destroy your building. 48 hours, we came here to kill it. We here to make history today, Lord willing. We here to store the feeling. I know you feel it, real G's in the building. Destroy your building.
Want freedom, so they let it ring. Lift every voice till they let it sing. Yellow tape stretch the thing. Seen things shouldn't have never seen. Where they let the weapons ring. Homie got strikes trying to shed the grid. 120 looking different. Stack money, get the digits. Free the dogs from the prison. Thank the Lord that I'm living. Praying that my sins can be forgiven. Repercussions from the act that the fall given. But stay hidden, holding 2-3 phones. Dying to be yourself. I seen 2-3 clones with hoop dreams on the table. But truth be told, they still balling on the block, holding 2-3 zones. You be shown contradictions. Some don't have a pot to piss the consequence. Choose a legal business or a honest living. When the soul speak, you gotta listen. First 2 days, camera got it. The fear caused a lot of killing.
48 hours, we came here to kill it. We here to make history today, Lord willing. We here to restore the feeling. I know you feel it, real G's in the building. Destroy your building. 48 hours, we came here to kill it. We here to make history today, Lord willing. We here to restore the feeling. I know you feel it, real G's in the building. Destroy your belt.
Hey yo, all I teach is knowledge itself. Reciprocity, the goal is leave my son and my daughter. Profit and property, you had to know. Can't fuck with us, nigga, you comedy. Dive through the 48, going hard to play. Real, recognize real, never had to nominate the Gantraway. If you ever them see the blow in my face. Be careful, all them niggas shit. Too much talk, that's dry snitching. Like the rose in the concrete, I rise different. I seem not a distance, but mostly I'm always near. Surviving, not thriving, my G, that's two different tears. I hit a different gear, you stuck as I float by. I provide action, never waste time. Y'all waste lines, talking like you do it. You ain't never moved no lick, too much boosted.
Never did.
I'm not impressed, gotta live more than you rap. About money with every step, I'm good, you just left me.
Doc, Diego, me,
you're familiar,
Manzo, UT3,
Get familiar, I know you heard, get familiar, I know you heard, paint pictures with a thousand words, paint pictures with a thousand words, get familiar, I know you heard. Get familiar, I know you heard. Paint pictures with a thousand words. Paint pictures with a thousand words.
Me and Manzo, we back again. Third time's the charm, we been practicing. Sharpening the sword, the blacksmith. I burn jewels, 10 game like Shakespeare. Writing in the journal, pages I turn through on stages. We earn those, pay homage, keep it respectful. Oh, I learned you. Share trouble, share joy. They ain't riding through the storm, can't get love from your boy. Lucky if I let you eat with me. Cause you seeing plenty, don't say nothing, just keep it offending. In that same energy, don't need that near me. Better alone than bad company. All about cash and luxury. If you not with me, then it's up with me. No, you can't fuck with me. If you fam, then you stuck with me. Just fuck if you nut with me. For all my immediate loved ones, I'ma ride for. And when it's go time, I'ma slide for. Play the front in the war. Flow KO Ken times 104. Keep it 100 and more. Guerrilla warfare, I'm starting with yours. It's all season, we hunting for sport.
Get familiar, I know you heard. Get familiar, I know you heard. Paint pictures with a thousand words. Paint pictures with a thousand words. Get familiar, I know you heard. Get familiar, I know you heard. Paint pictures with a thousand words. Paint pictures with a thousand words.
Picture perfect, I paint a perfect picture. Man in the mirror said I've been that nigga. From a city where you might need a blicker. Cause the streets getting thicker, get familiar. Man, you on the beat, Mario on the mixer. This ain't overnight, we moving right. But shit go down smooth. People try to hate, never lose my cool. I'm just putting out work. High quality and mass quantity. Here in this flower city, we bloom the best stone. Remember grandma's garden, now we got a home. Inside a roost trap, babe, we got juice. Live and living proof, Italian architect. Man, dude, keep them beats fresh. Ain't nothing for recess. Where I'm from, I'm one of the best. Plus, globally, yeah, brown to give me my respect. P-E-C-T. Plus, I got that shit on fly. You see me?
Get familiar, I know you heard. Get familiar, I know you heard. Paint pictures with a thousand words. Paint pictures with a thousand words. Get familiar, I know you heard. Get familiar, I know you heard. Paint pictures with a thousand words. Paint pictures with a thousand words.
We are going to write this. No less than a thousand words.
Yeah, Schoolboy Radio.
That's what I'm talking about. All course shit. Schoolboy Radio, rocking the fucking matrix. What up? Done good job on that joint right there, yeah?
I appreciate that.
lyrics, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Yeah,
that's the first one.
Yeah, the lyrics, the pain, shit that you could feel, man. Like, you know, a lot of this music out there, like, you know, a lot of it, you know, they talk about selling their things and moving work and all of that, but ain't nothing better than feeling the pain and the hunger in the music. You know, that's what makes it.
If you can tell it's authentic and it's like, this guy sound like he just fucking making shit up. And then you got the niggas you can just tell, okay, this nigga the truth, you know. There's a lot of good chameleons out there. There's a lot of niggas that sound like, sound good. I can't believe you. You know what I'm saying? You hear nigga voice, it's like looking in his eyes. You know what I'm saying? You can tell, but a nigga eyes don't lie. A nigga pain don't lie in his voice, you know?
Yeah, pain don't lie. That's for sure. That's the truth. Pain don't lie. So how'd you
hip hop scene going on up there, man? Y'all niggas be doing mad shows. Y'all niggas support each other, or well, what it is up there, man?
Oh yeah, we don't have that many shows just because like now with the violence or whatnot, they always trying to. Especially when it comes to hip hop, they always trying to control, you know what I mean, what we could do up here. Like, but when we do get some shows, we definitely support each other.
Hold on. You can't front. These venues know what it is now. We can't. They ain't going for it no more. They niggas clubs been tore up too many times. They lose their channel, let just all kinds of plugs back into their shit and tear their fucking establishment up. You know, nigga did that shit in the 90s and 2000s. And he's like, hold on, wait a minute. We got to start fucking.
And it'd be the promoter's fault, though, because it's like, you know, y'all bring in, you know, these little turned up mumble rapper type, you know, people, and y'all bring them out here to perform and shit. And, you know, y'all don't have the right security and shit like that for the venue. Plus, it's like a concert or a show with artists like myself, especially independent underground acts, like we ain't never had no problems. You know what I mean? It was only like one show I ever been at where some it really went, you know what I mean, it went left at the end of the show. But other than that, out of all the shows I've been a part of and even performed at, I'm like 99% of the time I never had any problems. You know what I mean? And I do think it's because of the music. You know what I mean? If you got real hip-hop, conscious hip-hop, even the good street hip-hop, you ain't going to see that. You know what I mean? You ain't going to see that at no Nas concert, but you'll see it at, you know what I mean, like a Little Baby concert or something like that. You know what I mean? Like a 21
certain
Savage.
Niggas, certain niggas bring out the hood niggas, like back in the days. Like,
right.
You got niggas that come to fucking Eric B. and Rakim shows, right? Niggas that don't do nothing. Niggas don't go to no other shows. Niggas don't do nothing else but be in the corners. But these niggas coming to the show. So, you know, it'd be different when you bring in different niggas that, you know, right. Come from the streets. Shit gonna pop off.
Yeah.
And especially
got different type of street dudes. You got the businessmen street dudes, and then you just got the young wild street dudes, especially with
the new type of music.
You got the dirty sneaker
niggas, you know?
Some
dirty sneaker niggas, oh,
they
foul.
They don't know how to act.
Yeah, man, so who's your affiliation? Like, you fuck with Junior Team, or you fuck with other niggas from up there, you know?
No, I'm cool with a lot of people, especially as far as the hip-hop scene up here in Rochester. It's a lot of different rap groups or, you know, solo acts and whatnot. And you know what I mean? Like, I try to reach out and work with everybody, especially because I know I have a spotlight on me. So, you know, I'm not the one that try to hog it for myself, especially if I'm cool with somebody or even if I'm not cool with them. If they got, you know, if they a solid individual and they got a good thing going on, I see them working, then I'm just going to reach out and work with them regardless. as well as artists outside of, you know, upstate New York. I'm cool with a lot of dope, you know, individuals throughout the underground. And, you know, right now I just feel like it's a tight-knit community.
We need more of that on the, you know, East Coast, New York side of things, man. You know, we need more community,
right,
man. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas be want to go at each other or hating on each other or blocking each other. You know? We got to start like
ego.
I definitely feel you.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Yeah,
there's plenty.
That's how it was back in the day, too.
There's plenty enough for everybody.
York.
Yeah, there's plenty room for everybody. You know, everybody is not the same. It's just whack when people try to sound like everybody else. Like, just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you sound like yourself. You know, it's almost like the production game. Like, you know, Griselda drop. People want to start making beats like Derringer. Instead of just
right, my dad
being
say
yourself,
that all the time.
You know, just be yourself. You know, just like Primo. You got, you know how many people done send me beats and tell me, oh, there's a Primo type beat. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Primo ain't make that shit.
Hell yeah.
That shit is just
they're trying to copy and shit, emulate.
Yeah, but if you know the authentic sound is what is loved. So Derringer is love because...
I don't know what people fucking mean when you say a Primo beat. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's just the sound that they try to copy what he did. And, you know, same with Derringer. They try to copy him. They try to copy Alchemist. They try to copy Muggs. They try to copy just about everybody. But you got people that are real authentic with their shit, like Poet. Poet make his own, got his own style of beat, and he come off shit as hardcore all the way through. And people know Poet for his lyrics, but they don't know about his beats.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just always good to stay in your own lane, like, you know, like you in your lane, like I ain't never heard nobody sound like you, you know. And that's what makes
yeah.
you make beats too, then, or you on the mic, you
talk with other hip hop. Nah, I just rap. I know how to engineer a mix. I used to record myself back in the day, but I always tried to make beats. It just never panned out. I can never, you know what I mean, do it all the way. I start on it and then I just stop.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta follow through though, you know?
Right,
through.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm gonna start working with it again.
You know, I ain't never made a beat ever.
I know you got some fucking questions for them.
Yeah, man, I want to ask them, like, what, like, you know, with this game here, because we talked about this earlier, it could be very soul-wrenching, and at times it could just suck the soul out of you. Like, what keeps you motivated to keep on pursuing this, especially on the independent level?
Yeah, like, I would say just being able to create the art, and then recently these past 3 years, every time I drop a project, I just get a greater feedback, I get a greater response, and that's really what motivates me, you know what I mean? Every time I get a new DJ to play my music, as well as I have the same DJs that was already playing it, you know what I mean? As long as I keep that growth constant, and as long as it's keeping, you know, growing and whatnot, that's really what motivates me. As well as this, I'm always going to be able to write because, you know, whatever I go through, I write, whether I'm happy, angry, sad, whatever. I'm always writing. So as far as just creating it and putting it out, you know, as long as I get that response, then, you know, that's always going to keep me pushing.
That's what's up, man. We can always be here to support you over here at Screwball Radio, man. So,
I appreciate
it. Stop.
Yeah, stop, shout out to MJ. You know, shout out to MJ because MJ put me on to
her.
You know what I mean? She reached out to me.
She's been a big help. Word. She's been a big help. Salute to her.
Yeah, yeah. She put me on to you. She was like, yo, check this guy out. Tell me what you think. And, you know, of course, I'm going to check him out. I'm going to check you out, you know. And then I listened to a couple of your YouTube videos, And I was like, yo, son, it's grimy. Like, I like that grimy shit. You know what I'm saying? I like that grimy hunger pain shit, man. Because that's where I come from. I come from that hunger, man. Like, you know, no matter what, I'm always going to be hungry. Not thirsty.
In reality,
not thirsty, but hungry. Yeah, exactly. Right. But yeah, let's give him some more, E. Let's give him some more. I know we got some more. M. Doc Diego, straight out of Rochester,
no
New
step.
York. Let's give it to him.
No step. All right.
Stores and dope spots where they let it pop like a soda top. Blocks they try to take over while police may focus. Gotta keep the stash, someone close, always in your shit. Had to know who I was dealing with. Tried to teach us, but not everyone can fish. How you expect a man to eat? Gotta learn to get it on your own. No surrender, no retreat. I was out there on a mission. Came up on something, broke it down, started pitching. Get it off the plate like Maddox and Clemens. Family tradition, long line of hustlers. Grandma had it built in some of our old customers. What you expect us to do? We held races trying to piece together the puzzle and the clothes. Little shorties in your shit, hitting lick. Gotta get it by any means, trying to come over this predicament.
It's cool, Bob. Death before dishonor of my side. Loyalty and trust by any means. You trying to come up. Another person knows this business is fucked. Death before dishonor amongst us. Loyalty and trust by any means. We trying to come up. Another person knows this business and fuck.
I'm with crate diggers with fingers on double barrel shoddy triggers. Bringing all your men, your biggest goon up in that body bigger. I'm the type to burn your picture just to fire up a swisher. Down for getting richer, think like RZA, bring it down with you. Cause when I grind with you, I gotta climb with you. It's nothing personal, you in the way, I gotta hit you. Like talking honeys to get topless like convertibles. The word is smooth, can't trust the cat with the nervous moves. You versus who, me? You the worst of fools. Kick him on, fuck his ass so bad I had to burn his shoes. Opened up my leather jacket, shiny Rolex. Regular Joe's a jealous gun, bought a solar flexion. Set fire to the building, lock and close the exits. This is business, there's a lack of pleasure in my presence. Lift my Smith and Wessons, seems they missed the message. Here's a lesson, mess with me and meet the heavens. Release the weapons from the car windows, East legends. And delete your veterans, raw beef is ended.
It's cool, Bob. Death before dishonor amongst us. Loyalty and trust by any means. You trying to come up. Another person knows this business is fucked. It's cool, love. Death before dishonor amongst us. Loyalty and trust by any means. You trying to come up. Another person knows this business is fucked. Was on the G's on this side. Free all my fam, that's lot to start. No stomach coming home, know that hurt inside. I ride harder, gotta play smarter. Too many counting on me, gotta go farther. Way past my marker. Goes down the graveyard on nights of darker. Stephen King, the scary stories are different. Silver bullet wars with a biscuit. No time to think, just blessed. While your kids sleeping, you hear the rain. Outside every other day, sun is insane. Ask me where you from, wrong reply, let it rain. Living like the Wild West. They outside riding for different sets. Youngest up with no clout and respect. These times are different, but the grind's consistent. Every city got a ghetto. Can't relate if you've never been in these city's limits. Gone. Politicking our thoughts, they like I talk. From a city of drug money and white chalk. Hard lessons and hard fought. Feel this moment, this pain we brought. Let's take a walk. Politicking our thoughts, they like I talk.
From a city of drug money and white charm. Hard lessons and hard thoughts. Still, this moment, this pain we brought, let's take a walk.
Onyx told you how we walk in New York, see every victim off. Can't take a walk late night in any Lincoln Park. In the end, they'll leave me numb for what I've done and leave me one step closer to the gun. I'm too fat to run, let's take a stroll so I can show you where not to go. Even in summer, it gets colder than lots of snow. They see you older as they stop the show. I'm from a city where you grow up thinking anything is possible. Knock a few around for points to get across. Words don't always do it when suckers overdo it. Lost, they find a letter to finish the phrase. They take an L for trying to intercept your play and diminish your weight. Raised in city lights, the upstate days. We're guarding in the mix, and for fuck's sake, praise. Holy shit gets thrown around, especially when you witness a different person get blown daily to the ground.
Politics and our thoughts, they like I talk. From a city of drug money and white chalk. Hard lessons and hard thoughts. Feel this moment is pain we brought, let's take a walk. Politics and our thoughts, they like I talk. From a city of drug money and white chalk. Hard lessons and hard thoughts. Feel this moment is pain we brought, let's take
Look,
a walk.
I'm from the dismal swamp, where a 20-gauge pump could blow a chunk out your torso. Blood on the fangs of a king corso. Hit the brick and mortar, scam for the retail. The boogeyman, he's under your bed. I hope you sleep well. The black mafia with no BMF ties, TMS. You know the rest in the back of an X5. Piece of Henny Sport and E-Class. They'll be back on the turf soon. We gon' travel to Earth before it bursts kaboom. Footprints of the Greeks left in the pavement. I was covered in diamonds before the slave ships. Now I'm covered in diamonds for a special engagement. Hating niggas can't move their bowels. Look, they ain't shit. Razor under my tongue, each word sharp. No cast the gap popped and say they wound is a birthmark. The worst part, there's no escape from the dramatics. Toy soldier, OT with dirty birds in a Toyota.
Politic and our thoughts, they like I talk. From a city of drug money and white chalk. Hard lessons and hard thoughts. Feel this moment is pain we brought, let's take a walk. Politic and our thoughts, they like I talk. From a city of drug money and white chalk. Hard lessons and hard thoughts. Feel this moment is pain we brought, let's take a walk.
Trying to survive, trying to stay fly, trying to stay high. Mask what you feeling on the inside. Can't show emotions or use your feelings against you if you're too open. You should spread love, not war. Don't sign up for something you're not built for. I mean for less, plenty was killed for. Many kissed the hand, they wish that they cut off. Dirt on their name, now they trying to get the smut off. Started as a worker, used to get the cut off. Mom dudes cut the power back on when it was shut off. My man's not for business, mid G and shake trust, luxury beef and it's game. Grew from a giant to a sea. Started from the bottom, now they looking up to me.
Numbers up at the register, didn't take long for shit to register.
Nah.
Them handouts that kept us fed just wasn't meant to better us. Not having a dime made niggas fierce competitors. Remember days with the lights off.
Remember
seeing dude pray after nightfall. We ain't have shit, I ain't proud to say it, but I ain't like y'all. Right foot after left, hit the porch, jump right off.
Them bags.
Bag after bag, got essentials. It's sad, but them bags out the back, instrumental.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy what a few bills are due to your mental. Who would've thought that the coke and the saucer would make it simple?
Made it easy.
Complete strangers calling us kinfolk. Chapter after chapter, swipe left in your Kindles. Look, a lot of y'all won't make it out. It's four fingers to the temple.
Never been a dummy, never did what the dummies do. More money, more problems, it's true.
The harsh reality is a black man.
did what the dummies do. More money, more problems, it's true.
The harsh realities of life take a toll. It ain't no shame and I can't redo our things, son.
Never been a dummy, never did what the dummies do. More money, more problems, it's true.
The harsh realities of life take a toll.
Trying to do it, man. Screwball Radio, man, on a Saturday fucking night. And yeah, Diego, what the dilly done?
That beat was hypnotic.
Yeah.
Yep. The music he turned off. I don't know if I was still on or not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You still, yeah, you still
yeah,
here with us?
You hear me? Yo.
Yeah. I hear y'all, though.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Hello?
That's what's up, man. Music is tough, man. I got, you know, I love grimy shit, man. I love grimy shit. I love pain. That's what makes music for me. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah, so, it keeps that realness.
So how long you been making the music? How long you been making music? You know,
hello?
How long you been in the game doing? You there?
It's still there? Yeah, it still has them on. Hold on one second. I'm going to try to have him call back.
Hello?
Call back the show, man. Just hold on. I think he's still on.
All right.
Yeah, he's going to call back, man. Yeah, I think that was an issue with the phone line. He said he's going to call back in a second.
Okay.
What you
think about him,
I told him to call back. The poet's call got dropped, too. Must be some issues with the phone lines.
But what you think about him?
This guy here, man, I like that he's keeping that authentic New York sound. Like, you could tell that. I love regional music, man. I love the regional sound. That's what makes an artist stand out. There's nothing wrong with being diverse and experimenting, but I just have a soft spot for somebody that sound like New York, like a regional sound. Like, take me to that New York state of mind, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's definitely in his own lane. That's what I like about him. I'm kind of mad that I'm just finding out about him.
Right.
I feel like we should have been playing, you know, because he's perfect fit for Screwball Radio. You know, that gutter grimy real shit that we love to feed the masses, you know what I'm saying? Every Saturday night.
Yeah.
Giving them that real grimy Screwball type music, you know what I'm saying? And yo, shout out
MJ. Back on now.
Yep.
M-Doc, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what's going on. I appreciate that, though. Thank you.
Yeah, we in the Matrix, so sometimes we get glitches in the system, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, as long as you call back. But my question before you got cut off was, how long you been doing this? Because I'm kind of mad that I'm just hearing about you in the last, you know, like MJ put me on to you, like, maybe like 2-3 weeks ago. But how long you've been doing this?
I've been, like I said, like, I've been writing just because my dad was a DJ, but I didn't take it real serious, like actually putting it out, you know, till 2015. And pretty much I put out a single called Carolina Shit, and it went on Coast to Coast Mixtapes. And after that, DJ Cinemax, he reached out, and I did Autobiography of Pain, and I recorded that at Edo Studio because my dad's studio was down at the time, and that was on Edo right before he blew up, a few years before he blew up, like the level he at right now. He was still recording people and whatnot. And I recorded at his studio, and it just went on from there. And I was just blessed because, you know, I was getting game from Ito right before he took off. And then after he got on, like, my dad pretty much was cool with 38 Spesh, right when Spesh was kind of forming the whole Trust movement. And so I got to be around Spesh a few times as well because he had a studio and my dad was working in there, like, so a few years back. And now, I mean, like, I just been blessed. Like Ninth Wonder, he from North Carolina, and I met him when I was in high school, and this was right after he sold the beat to Jay-Z, that Threat beat off the Black album. So, you know, I mean, I just been getting game, and like I said, I always been writing. It's just when I took it serious around 2015, it's just, you know, I was taking it more serious and more serious, using publicists and doing music videos. And like, I remember Hustler's Antidote, I got Katona P on there, and Freeway from State Property, like, he commented under our, you know, post on Instagram. He did the fire emojis and said, you know, he was like early. So, you know what I mean? It's just, what I could say is just don't give up, because you never know who watching, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, that's always my, you know, because I myself, you know, I make music too. And, you know, I do it because I love it. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the game for a minute. You know, we started doing this radio thing when the pandemic hit. Pandemic affects you. You know, where it shut everything down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no shows, no in-studio radio interviews was going on. Like, nothing was going on. Like, so how did it impact you? And did you obviously grew out of it because, you know, you back again, new album, and sound hungry, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. Like, when the pandemic happened, that was when Manzoo Beats reached out to me because, you know, the whole world was shut down, just like you said. And, I mean, I was going to work still. My kids, they had a remote learning and whatnot, so I really ain't had nothing to do but make music. And luckily, my dad, he was only living, like, I say, like, 15 minutes down the road from me or whatnot. And, like, me and him, we did a project called Bobby and Huey. That was our first project we did together. And, you know, off of, you know, the Black Panthers, named after the Black Panthers. And I made that project in 7 days during the pandemic. And that was right after I rapped at the University of Warren with Manzoo Beats. And, you know, he from Italy, you know what I mean? And since then, like I said, we've just been building together. Now we on Universal Tongues 3 right now, as well as we did Three Kings with Katona P. And, you know what I mean? And like I said, every project, every time, it's just been bigger. You know, the music been better, the beats been better, as well as the response has been better. So it's just been a blessing. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you stay active, and, you know, people going to come. Because, like I said, your music is hard. You don't sound like nobody, you know, and it's always a breath of fresh air to listen to somebody that's dope. You know, it's got to have that rewind. Like, you got that rewind. Like, let me hear that again. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it.
You know, sometimes you just be skipping over motherfuckers because that shit is whack. I'm just saying, right. It's whack. But when you got that it factor and you got to rewind that shit, well, let me hear that again. And it's good to your ears.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel good. You know what I'm saying? That plays a part in music, you know. That's why the legends are still legends and people still listen to the legends, because we can listen to the legends over and over and over again and it sounds like the first time you heard it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like you said, it's all about originality, as well as, like, when you're a writer and you're making music, or when you're making beats, or just a DJ, whatever you do, you know, break dancer, or artist, whatever, you always try to be original, and as well as you always, like, it ain't even about competition to other people. It's about competition with yourself. Like, especially if you really feel like you're great. You know what I mean? You're always trying to be better. You know what I mean? You're always trying to be the best you. You're always trying to do better than what you did before. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just being a creator in yourself. That's how I see it.
Yeah, that's the best mentality to have. Is there is no competition. There is no competition. Your competition is getting better with yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, the haters going to be there. The doubters are going to be there. But those people don't matter. Only people that matter is the people that's actually listening and giving you that good energy and that good feedback and telling you, yo, when's your next album dropping? Yo, where can I get your music? Like, those people outweigh all the other people. You know, and here on Screwball Radio, we're going to be playing your shit. You know what I'm saying? That's for sure. Because like I said, man.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
I was going to say too, man, like it's about having the importance of maintaining that established and loyal fan base. Because you see, even the biggest artists, they struggling to sell tickets. Whereas you got guys like Nas and Wu-Tang, they selling out shows still. So it's very important to, you know, be true to your audience.
That's fact.
For sure.
You got to, like I said, just you got to be original. And you also have to be unique. And I mean, that's really, you know, like you said, with Nas and Wu-Tang, that's why people like them so much. Because especially with Wu-Tang, there was nothing like it at the time. You know what I mean? Especially with so many different artists got their own style and whatnot. And that's why people gravitated to it. I mean, just being yourself.
Yeah, and that's kind of why, you know, Griselda's where Griselda's at, because Griselda came out, I mean, they've been around, but they started getting noticed at a time where all that other bullshit is being played. Nobody want to hear that bullshit no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool being in the club and that shit come on. That's cool, but nobody wants to listen to that shit all the fucking time. They want to hear the truth. They want to hear real shit. And that's what Griselda brought to the game when they came out. That they weren't mumbling. They were on some real gritty beats. And that's what the game was missing at the time. Even though people were still making gritty sounds and spitting that real shit, but the light wasn't on them like it was on Griselda. You know, Shady picking them up, Prodigy messing with them. So they had a lot of eyes on them, and they delivered, you know. You know, I always see people talking bad about Westside Gunn and this and that, but you can't take away his business mindset.
Right.
You can't take that away, you know. You know, I hear people say, oh, his bars are whack, this, that, but it can't be whack if everybody's still listening. He's unique.
Because, like, he reminds me of that ODB flow. He ain't going to spit it like a Nas or a Jay-Z. He rap different than that. He do more gritty, slow, you know, style type, boom bap, you know, flow. So,
like
I
yourself.
I don't consider him whack. He's just different.
Like yourself. You got that grit, raw voice. You know, that makes you unique, you know?
Right.
And that's what people want to hear. They want to hear uniqueness. They want to hear original, authentic shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, I respect you, man. And, you know, I
appreciate it. Likewise, man.
Keep doing your thing.
Because...
Go ahead, E.
Yeah, I'm saying we definitely salute you because you're a part of the branch that keeps us motivated to cover in the culture, because every time we hear new artists, we get goosebumps, but we get excitement to cover that. You know, and also, to bring you on the show and to pick your brain and let us know your story, it's a unique thing. So we definitely appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all, man. Just listening to y'all, man, that's what motivates artists like myself, you know what I mean? Platforms like this, y'all could tell, you know, I could tell that y'all know the culture. Y'all know what y'all talking about. Y'all done lived it. Y'all done seen it. So to get y'all co-signed, you know what I mean? That's why I do this, you know what I mean? I want the real hip-hop heads to listen. That's all. That was always my goal. I want to be heard around the world by people who appreciate good music, you know what I mean? That's what matters the most.
You got any shows coming up? Are you looking to go on the road soon? Like, you know, how could people...
I'm definitely plotting on that. I want to do a show here in Rochester. Then I just want to spread my roots. Because right before the pandemic happened, I was already trying to, you know, do a show in Syracuse. And then I was going to try to set something up in New York City. But then the pandemic happened. And just after that, I just was focused on just making music. But I definitely been getting a lot of offers, a lot of people saying I should come over here and, you know, start doing shows over there. And so I'm definitely about to look more into that. You know what I mean? I've just been focused on creating right now. But definitely, once I get done with putting out all these projects, I'm definitely going to look into doing like a little small little chicken circuit run type thing.
Yeah, for sure. If you ever come to New York, let me know. Well, you in New York, but I'm talking about New York City.
You know, no, that's a fact.
If you ever come to the boroughs, you know, let me know I'm there. I'll definitely come out and support you. You know,
I appreciate it. I definitely will.
Keep being you, man. That's the best advice I could give is just continue to be you, and people going to gravitate to you. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, people like to relate. And you be spitting shit that people could relate to. That's what makes a great artist. You know, being in tune with the people. That's why Black Poet has been around for so long. You know, that's why Black Poet, the legend, who's on the show with us, he's been around for so long because people could relate. You know, they know about that project life. They know about the hard times and what you got to do to survive. And that's why he's respected, not only because he went around battling artists. He had to battle with KRS, you know, holding down Queensbridge while KRS was trying to go at the bridge. And you know, he lived through that, you know. But people still love him because he's just unique. He's his own rawness, you know. And that's what you just got to, you know, be in tune with the people. The people going to come, man. The haters going to come. The naysayers going to come. But the followers and your fans is going to keep coming. As long as you keep giving them that heat. And like I said, Schoolboy Radio, we play nothing but that street heat shit. Straight gutter music. You know, we don't play none of that other bullshit. You ain't hearing Drake on here. You ain't hearing none of that shit on here. We're not playing it. And it's not out of hate. That shit just don't move me. If I'm with a chick, all right, that's one thing. But when we talking hip-hop, boom bap, that gritty shit, that's what we play here on Schoolboy Radio.
That's what it's all about, man. Real hip-hop. That's how I was born into it. You know what I mean? Like my dad said, I was born in the front of, you know, two techniques and a mic. You know what I mean? So that's just what I live and breathe.
There you go. You was the crossfader in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
You was the crossfader. You the one that blended the records. You know, you was right there. You know, and like I said, you can hear it. You can hear it. Keep doing your thing, man. You got any more music, E?
No,
but before we get out of here.
Yes, sir. We're going to play this final joint called Family Tree.
Hold up a second. Let the people know where they can find you, your social media handles, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we got listeners all around the world. We get people from Germany. We got people from Italy, France. They all tune in to us because they love what we be doing. So, you know, let the people know where they can find you at. Of course, you're on all platforms, but just let the people know.
Check me out, M.Diego on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Check out my bro Manzu Beats from Italy. He on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram. He DBTZ of Manzu Beats. And, you know, we on all streaming platforms, Universal Tongues 3. And we also got Bandcamp as well, and that's where you can find the vinyls and merchandise on Bandcamp on Manzu Beats page. And just a shout out to, you know, everybody that helped put together the project, you know what I mean? Katona P, Bless Picasso, Golden, Indigo Phoenix, Math, Napoleon the Legend, Cut Supreme, G Nice, and salute to Screwball Radio for giving me the platform. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, and people listening out there, man, go buy the record. Go cop the vinyl. Fuck all that streaming shit, man. Support the artists. You know, this is why we do it. We do it so y'all can have something from us and put it in your collection and say, yo, check this out and spread the word. That streaming shit, that shit is robbing the artists. It's keeping us broke. When we put money into making this music, go to Bandcamp, Manzu. DJ Manzu is the producer.
Yeah, Manzu.
Go buy the vinyl.
Producer, and he mixed it and he did the artwork.
Universal Tongues 3. Go buy that, man.
Top it all,
some
man. Don't be cheap.
Yeah, stop being cheap, man. Go support your artists, man. Go make artists great. And the way you make artists great is by listening to their music and buying their merchandise. Buy a hoodie, buy a hat, buy the vinyl, right. Buy a cassette tape, buy the CD. Own the shit. What happens when that fucking Spotify drop and all that shit? And now you done lost all your music because you had that shit on your phone instead of having a library, a collection in your crib.
Right.
Go support
the whole library, man. And whole library and smoke.
Word up. Give it to him, E.
Yeah, we about to play this joint here, and we out of here.
On that note, Screwball Radio, another week. Check us out next week. M. Diego, straight out of Rochester, New York. Universal Tongues 3. Let's go.
What?
Shout out Black Poet.
To the record, watch it spin and just listen. PM Doc Manzu with 3-car collision. I was given a chance to enhance the vision. Not separation, but ideas that dance the rhythm. Hand me the soundscape, watch me flip a pound kick. Brakes make the sound ache, hit and make the ground shake. Full demolition before flush. Your whole tour bus with brush with death just went left. Hush, right on track to touch the sky without YEEZY. What a fiasco tried, but he's been put on the hit list to die. See, pun said it's all in the eyes, I look through them all the way past to the other side. So score my throne highs from deep down inside, pursuing accolades from the ones that I figured was doing the same as me. But I'm viewing that as plain to see. We ain't north from the same family tree, and that's just facts and how it's gotta be. And that's just fine, do you, I do me, cause there's enough out here for all of us to eat, and that's key. We ain't north from the same family tree, and that's just facts and how it's gotta be. And that's just fine, do you, I do me, cause there's enough out here for all of us to eat, and that's key. Let's go.
Bear witness to the show. Respect plus money, that's all we came for.
Yes.
Came in the game with stripes like a bangle.
Stripes.
Received the beat like Ocho Cinco. Hit a pump bass in your speaker. Beat like Hustle's the Geeker. Turntable or mic, graffiti in the speaker. The flow break dance on the track. Me the teacher. They're reaching for the spot. Sometimes you gotta teach them. Y'all know how me and P rock. Reminisce over lost ones. Who didn't make it with us to the top? So we gotta put on and make the scene hot. Watch them fly. Y'all can't eat when we dry.
Never.
We all from the side. What's the tribe? Do you know the knowledge? Do you subscribe? Subside to the underground. Got the whole world under now. Trying to tell them they gon' come
we
around.
We ain't north from the same family tree. And that's just facts and how it's gotta be. And that's just fine, do you, I do me. Cause there's enough out here for all of us to eat, and that's key. We ain't north from the same family tree. And that's just facts and how it's gotta be. And that's just fine, do you, I do me. Cause there's enough out here for all of us to eat, and that's key.
It's the stuff they used to make Shark Tank.
True. That was awesome. What is that stuff? How does that work? What are you going to do now? Whoa! That is some Ben Hur shit, dude.